Reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munger, and this is the Valley Roundup. The Surrey Art Gallery presents the first artist talk of the year with interdisciplinary artist Blake Hobson Demas. With over a decade of classical training, Blake Hobson Demas is set to share how he combines the art of clown, fiber arts, and physical movement into his live performances. Hobson Demas spoke about how he got into the art form, the artist-clown relationship, and what his work aims to create. What drew you to clown, fiber arts, and physical movement as art disciplines?
I think physical movement is the easiest one because it's pretty obviously in a lot of forms of creation. Painters have to move to make a painting, or same thing with sculptors or dancers, actors. Anything that you want to do as an artist, I think, involves some sort of physical movement, and that's what is really appealing to me about it. Fiber art, I started knitting about 10 years ago at the recommendation of my therapist because I was a pretty speedy kid. I was always, running around and having trouble maintaining conversation. So I started doing that sort of as a meditative practice to slow myself down. It just sort of evolved. I just really enjoyed it. It went from knitting to crocheting, and then whatever I found myself doing, usually I would make something to kind of, symbolically represent that thing. I did the acting program at Douglas College from 2015 to 2017, and one of the teachers there, his name is David McMurray Smith. He is the teacher of the clown school that I went to as well. So I guess I connected to him through that program.
Can you tell us about the artist-clown relationship?
I think that one sort of key component of clown in general is awareness. If you go to a clown show and you observe a clown performing, what you're seeing is not only a relationship between the clown and the artist, but they also involve the audience and whatever action they perform. The onus is on the clown to honor the reaction from the audience, from the artist, and from the clown themselves. When you're performing and you think in your head like, oh, I'm gonna forget a line, or should I be standing in this spot or whatever, but you're still performing, you still have this kind of mask of performance or character on, and in your head the artist is sort of freaking out. The relationship with the clown is simply to acknowledge that freaking out, and then you might see the clown break character and freak out a little bit and pull their hair out or stomp their foot. And then they go back into the character, and then they look at the audience and they think, oh, well, maybe I scared them. And then, and it's just this constant relationship of acknowledgement and awareness between all three of those things.
They have a thing here that says that you plan on teaching artists and upcoming artists how to approach the most daunting question of all, which is, what do I want to create? So the question I have for you is, what do you want to create?
What I want to create is space. I think as performers, and as artists, the hardest thing to find is a place to be able to experiment, witness and observe and digest. But I see in my practice that it's very difficult to find a literal space as well as a creative sort of intellectual space that I can invest myself into and fully sort of unleash my creative potential.
Developing your clown in the pursuit of magic will also aim to help up-and-coming artists answer the question, what do I want to create? The event will take place at the Surrey Art Gallery on January 12th from 7:30 to 9 p.m., and admission is free. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-.